Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Debs Garmes. Batting second. The first baseman, Fred Schuelt. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Howard Maple. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McAfee. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bill McAfee. And now, play ball. Debs Garmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garmes is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Bluge reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into center field. Garmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bluge moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schuelt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Quell moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Maple and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball four. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Howard Maple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maple is hit by the pitch. Bill McAfee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAfee hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms. Rice reaches second base with a double. Maple moves to third. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maple scores. Rice moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 4-0. Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cronin scores. There goes QL trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 5-0, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Garms moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garms scores. There goes Schult trying to get to third. Rice throws the ball into Bluch, who tags Schult for the out. It's 5-1, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Maple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maple is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McAfee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAfee is 0-for-1 in the game. McAfee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. McAfee moves to second. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bludge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Bludge reaches second base with a double. McAfee scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Senators. Carl Fisher now pitching. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. QL strikes out. 1 out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. West bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Maple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maple is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maple hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy bunts towards the mound. McAfee fields it and throws to first for the out. Sherin moves to second. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bludge. Sherin moves to third. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Garms reaches second base with a double. Sherin scores. Fisher moves to third. It's 7-2, Senators. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bill McAfee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAfee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAfee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Bludge bunts towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Senators. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Maynish moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fisher. Maynish scores. Cronin moves to third. QL moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. QL moves to third. One out. It's 9-3, Senators. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Senators. Howard Maple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maple is 0-for-2 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Maple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to first to double up Kerr. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Grimes pinch hits for Carl Fisher. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimes scores. It's 10-4, Senators. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Schult moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Schult scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 10-5, Senators. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 10-6, Senators. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goslin scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Senators. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Browns 7. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Bengo now catching. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 11-7, Senators. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Bluge moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Maple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 7. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Howard Maple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maple is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maple hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.